ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनपतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरी. So in the previous day, we saw a brief introduction into Maya Panchakam. So today we will see the first shloka of Maya Panchakam. So we analyzed the word of Maya in brief and said that Maya means that which doesn't exist. So what really exists is Brahman. Brahman alone exists. And the nature of such a Brahman is, it is Advaitam, Advitiyam, Anantam, Satchidanandam. So those are the nature that are the different way to express or define Brahman. So, again, recapping or going back again. So when we talk about Maya, we have to figure out from where Maya has come. So, which is what how we came back to Brahman, the term or entity of Brahman itself. So, in such a Brahman, so the question comes as to, in such a Brahman is Maya, is the entity of Maya possible? Is it logical or feasible that such an entity of Maya can exist in the entity of Brahman? So this is where, like, when we try to analyze the our experiences, so whatever experience we have in the world or from the world, if we try to analyze each of those, so if we try to analyze any of those the experiences that we have each and every minute, we have experiences. So if we try to analyze that, if we try to figure that out, we'll come to conclude that there are only two entities here, so which the Shastras call as Drig and Drishyam. So Dvau Padarthau Staha Paraspara Vilakshanau Drig Brahma Drishyam Mayeti Sarva Vedanta Dindima. So there are only two entities present in this entire world. So one is the reality or the non-dual reality of Brahman, and the second is just this world that we experience, this world that we see. So one is the subject and the other is the object. The subject is the one experiencing the objects. Objects are those that get experienced by the subject. So if we try to look at it, like, we may think that there is a close relationship between the subject and the object. Obviously, both coexist. Both, one cannot exist without the other. So in which case, the subject of Brahman would become dependent on the world. So that is not the case. The chetyo paraga rupame sakshitapina tatviki upalakshanamevayam nistaranga chidambudehe. So this even the sakshi bhavam or subject, we can call it subject now. So even the drik, Brahman being a drik, is only when drishyas are there. If drishyas are not there, Brahman would remain the same. So if drishyas are not there, still Brahman would remain the same. Brahman will always be there. When drishyas are there, Brahman dons the role of drik or the subject. So put in Vidyaranya's words, the lamp in the theater, so it illumines objects. It illumines objects when objects are there. When a drama is happening, so ahankaraha, ahankaram diyam sakshi vishyan api bhasayet, ahankara dhyabhavepi swayam bhatyeva purvavat. So when in the drama, in the theater, objects are there, when there is an actor, when there are actors on stage and there are people behind, like helping the actors, audience is there. So when all these are there, the lamp shines, the lamp illumines all those. But even when all of those are not there, even when drama is not there at night, the lamp still shines, the lamp still illumines. So when objects are not there, the lamp might seem to be not illumining anything. That is because of lack of objects. So in the same way, Brahman always exists. When objects are there, Brahman becomes the Sakshi. That Sakshi which seems to be the Drik or the subject. And when objects are not there, Brahman remains without any attachment, any association. So even when associations are there, relationships are there, the Drik is the substratum in which the Drishyam is seen. Therefore, there is no fault that there is a relationship between both. There is no fault at all. So when a person is dreaming in the dream world, so the dreamer is also there in the dream world. The dreamer I also don certain roles in the dream world. But even though the dreamer I like dons the role, still we have to remember that he is not in any way related to any of the things seen in the dream world. So in the dream world, a lot of things are seen. So many things are seen in the dream world. So like even though a lot of things are seen in the dream world, the dreamer remains unaffected. So he may seem to be there at that particular time. So he may seem to be affected, attached and all those, but in really speaking, he is not. So while in the dream world, he may don the role of don a particular role as being part of the dream world, but he is never part of the dream world. The notion that he is part of the dream world is also an illusion. It is not real. So this is something that we have to remember, something we have to keep in mind. So anyway, so those are the two entities that we see in this entire world. Brahman alone exists and this Dvaita Prapancham is just an illusion. So once we come to that, then like the whatever that is there other than Brahman, so we also talked about Maya. Maya as being the term, like Maya being that one word explanation for a sadhaka who wants to know as to why this world is there and all those. So that is Maya. So does this Maya exist in Brahman? So Maya doesn't exist in Brahman. Not only that Maya doesn't exist in Brahman, Maya cannot exist in Brahman. Maya can never exist in Brahman. There is nothing called Maya in Brahman. Brahman is devoid of Maya at all times. So that is what Shankara puts it in the very first shloka itself, that in Brahman Maya is impossible. So this means that the assertion of Advaitam, the Advaitic assertion that Brahman alone exists. So at all times, so even when we are deluded, even when we are realized, it doesn't matter like which state we are, where we are, how we are and all those. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, however we are, Brahman alone exists. Brahman sarvam brahmamayam rere sarvam brahmamayam. So whatever is there is Brahman, and Brahman alone exists at all times. Whether we accept it or not, it doesn't matter. Irrespective of our acceptance, Brahman alone exists. So this is something that Shankara points out very clearly. And this is something that we have to keep in mind when we are progressing in the spiritual path. Each and every minute that we experience the world, each and every minute that we see or have experiences or worldly experiences, we get into raga dvesham, we get into objects, possessing objects, getting attached to objects, doing actions. So actions are also part of this world. So whatever it is, we know yat karoshi dashnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurishva madarpanam. So whatever you do, do it as an offering to Ishvara. How can we offer on to Ishvara? So many people think they are offering to Ishvara. So many people, they think that they are offering actions to Ishvara. Action means they may just say, oh, I am offering to Amma. As if it is very simple. As if it is a piece of cake, like as if it is like going to a shop and saying, oh, I need offering for 1 year. Give me offering for 1 year. It's not that easy. It is not simple at all. What is offering? Many people don't know what is offering. So what is offering? Again, Krishna says offering means Brahma Yajnam. Brahma Yajnam means whatever is Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havihi, Brahma Agnav, Brahmana Ahutam, Brahma Ivatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. Whatever is there is Brahman. The activities are done by whom? The doer is Brahman. Phalam, goal is Brahman. The instruments are Brahman. How is this done? This is done remembering that everything is Brahman. Brahma Karma Samadhina. So everything is Brahman. So that is offering. So when we remember that everything is one Brahman and then perform our role, done, like if we portray our role the way it has to be done, whether irrespective of good or bad, it doesn't matter. We just do activities as per our role, as our role requires. So that is offering. And such offering, like when we do actions as in such a way, brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karotiyah lipyatena sapapena patmapatram ivambasa. A person offers actions onto Ishvara without any attachment to the action. No attachment to action means how can a person be detached to actions? Detachment to actions can only happen like when we know that actions don't exist at all. Actions are unreal. When we remember that actions are unreal, that is only time like we can really remain unaffected by actions. Until then, like we will get attached or some or the other way we will get attached. So only then like we will be able to remain totally detached. So when a person does such detached actions, where is sin? There is no sin. Such a person doesn't get tainted by sin. Why? Sin, like there is no duality at all. If there is no duality, where is punyam and papam? So there is no punyam, na punyam, na papam, na saukyam, na dukkam, na bandur, na mitram, gurur, naiva, shishya. So na punyam, na papam. So there is no punyam, there is no papam. Because whatever exists is one Brahman. So then who creates this punya papam, like, or the thought that punya papam is there? That is what is called as maya. Can we understand maya really? No, maya cannot be understood. But what can we do? We can pierce through maya, through prapatti. So, sarvam brahma iti bhavam prapatti. Tasmade tasmat tarati maya. We can cross over maya. A person like who... Mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. A person who surrenders like onto Ishvara completely, surrenders means remembers that everything is one Ishvara, one Brahman. Such a person will be able to cross over maya very easily. If we remember everything is one Brahman, where is Dvaitam? Where is duality? There is no duality. If there is no duality, there is no Dvandva Bhavam. If there is no Dvandva Bhavam, then where is Ragadvesham? There is no Ragadvesham. There is no good karma, bad karma, vihetam, avihetam. If there is no good karma and bad karma, then there are good fruits and bad fruits. There is punyam, papam. There is sukham, dukkham. All those nirdhvandvam, a person will go beyond dhundva bhavam. That is the goal. So anyway, so offering, like when we offer everything to Ishvara, remember that everything is Brahman, that is offering. So if we do that, maya can very easily be conquered. But it is easier said than done. Why? Nirupama nitya niramshake api akande maichiti sarva vikalpanadi shunye gatayati jagadisha jiva bhedam tu agadita gatana patiyasi maya. Shankara explains very beautifully. The first two lines are characteristics of Brahman. So nirupamam. So nirupamam. Upama means similar or anything equal. Example is the meaning. So there is no example for Brahman because Brahman alone exists. So there is no two in Brahman. So deva samyeda magre asi ekameva advitiyam. There is no bhedam in Brahman. Therefore there is no two. There is no like Brahman. There is nothing like that. So when we say like realized masters are like mad people and all those, like there is just a few part like we say. And realized people means like people who are at the worldly or who seem to be existing at the worldly plane. Brahman cannot have any upama. Brahman cannot have any kind of like similarity or sample. Like we cannot say that there is anything similar to Brahman. So when we talk about these jnanis being equivalent or equal to kids, like kids, like mad people and all, jnanis are at the worldly plane. So that jnani dons a human body, and with respect to that body and the activities of the body is what we are telling as they are they are like mad people and all. Brahman cannot have any upama. So nirupama, nityam, it is eternal. It always exists, we already know that. Nityam, sat means nityam. Niramshakam, amshakam, like there is no amsham. There is no parts in Brahman. So akandam, indivisible. So if there is no amsham of Brahman, a part of Brahman, there is no, it is indivisible as well. Oh, Krishna says, mameivamsho jiva loke jiva bhutas sanatanaha. So Krishna says amsham. So there amsham, Shankara explains it very well. So amsham means like it is just a, this jiva is like as if limited. We should consider it as a reflection. Either it is the ahankaram is meant there. The ahankaram is an amsham. The ahankaram is a part of the original. So even as the face that we see in a mirror, the reflection of the face in the mirror, that is a part of the original. So that part, like such amsham, doesn't taint the original. So amsham itself is an illusion, but temporarily we can say that such an amsham exists. So such an amsham is not real, such an amsham doesn't exist at all. So that is something like we have to that we have to remember, and like that argument of our objection can very easily be overcome. So anyway, niramshakam, so that which is without any amshas, and that which is without any amshas is also indivisible. So indivisible, that tasmadakande vasmi nahi nana swarupam syat ekam vastu kadachana tasmadakande vasmi vijahat jagatim vidham. So Brahman, like Brahman's nature, even when we talk about Satchidanandam, Nityam, Niramsham and all those are different perspectives of Brahman. Brahman is indivisible. All those mean one and the same. All those go hand in hand. That which is Nityam has to be Niramsham, because that which has Amsham will be Anityam, will be changing. Parts, that which has changes, we know it is subject to birth and death. That which has Upama, that which is equal to something else, that is duality. Duality means like it will cease to exist. That which has akandam, that which is akandam, that which is indivisible, has to be nityam. That which has parts or divisions inside, that is, that will be limited, anityam. So all go hand in hand. So akandam. So in such an akanda vastu mai, in me, I am that akanda Brahman. So Shankara says, like, I am Brahman, aham Brahma asmi, I am Brahman. The guru says to the shishya, tatvamasi, you are that. So mahi, in me, chiti, consciousness, in consciousness. And what is this, the nature of this consciousness? Sarva vikalpanadi shunye, that which is devoid of all vikalpas. So vikalpas, along with vikalpas, we can also say namarupam, desham, kalam and all those. Nothing is there. So everything is shunyam. Bedam is shunyam in the vastu. Shunyam means not at all there. So there is no bedam, there is no duality at all there in this entity of Brahman. And it is nirupama, nirupamam. Nirupamam means like nirupamai namaha for Devi. It is feminine, therefore it is used as nirupama. Brahman is neutral, it is napumsakaling, therefore nirupamam. Nirupamam means like that it is advitiyam or advaitam. So in such an advaita entity, there is no bedam, duality possible at all. So there is no duality possible at all. That means Brahman alone exists. Even though that is the case, even though there is no duality possible in Brahman, not possible at any point of time, still Gatayati Jagat Isha Jiva Bedam. So Maya, this Maya creates Jagat Isha Jiva Bedam, the duality or difference, the difference of world, Ishvara and Jiva. So it's also a well-known fact that any philosophy, and in particular any Vedantic philosophy, has to explain these three terms of Jagat, Ishvara and Jiva. So Ishvara means like Jagat, all these are with respect to duality, not non-duality. With respect to duality, In duality, we obviously see the world. So Jagat comes into picture. So if there is a world, there should be somebody who controls the world or somebody who creates the world. So that is Ishvara. And then like Jagat and Ishvara are there, there is also I, means the individual self, that is Jiva. So all philosophies try to explain these three. Madhvacharya says that there is difference between each of, all three are totally different. Whereas Ramanuja says that Jagat and Jiva are part of Ishvara. And other philosophies also explain it that way. But in Advaitam, Brahma Satyam. So Ishvara as Brahman is Satyam. And what is Jagat? Jagat is Mithya. And what is Jiva? Jivo Brahmaiva. So though Brahman alone exists ultimately, and even when we experience this world, it is, as we discussed in the previous day, Namarupam. Namarupam is Mithya. It is just an illusion. So even when we are watching or we are seeing this water in desert, even when water in desert is perceived, still there is only desert. So there is only Brahman, but still Gatayati, this difference is created and by Maya. And like, what is the quality of Maya, or like, how can Maya create this Bhedam or make it appear as if this Bhedam exists in Brahman? How can Maya create such a Bhedam in Brahman? Maya cannot create, right? Because already Shankara said, Sarva Vikalpanadi Shunye. There is no Vikalpas possible. There is no Bhedam possible in Brahman. So there is no Bhedam possible. Still, Maya makes it appear as if Bhedam is there. So how does Maya do that? Or like, how is Maya able to do that? Agatita Gatana Patiyasi. So that, like, Maya is that which makes it appear. Agaditam Gatana. So that which doesn't exist makes it appear, makes such an entity appear as if existing. So that is Maya's power. So the Maya is that which makes it appear as if things exist. And that, so Maya, the power of Maya, like we should never, what term to use? We should never think that Maya is very easy, very simple. So it is not very simple. We should not go to the other extreme that it cannot be overcome at all also. But like, we have to remain vigilant. Maya is something which will make it appear as if things are there. So illogical things. So yukti vihina prakashasya sanya maya. That which is beyond yukti. So we can't use any yukti. If we use yukti, like, how can in Brahman this Bhedam exist? That's why Shankara makes this very clear, very beautiful. The way he tells this is very beautiful. So, there is no duality possible in Brahman. Brahman alone exists. So, in such a Brahman which alone exists, Maya creates this duality, this Bhedam. And this Bhedam is not like simple Bhedam. Like, simple Bhedam, simple difference is something like which we can understand. It is not simple Bhedam. It is huge, big Bhedam, because Jagat, this entire world, and Ishvara, Jiva. So this Bhedam, like this differences, it makes it appear as if it is real. And will anybody, like if we can go outside, like go to a coffee shop, and like the first person we ask, we can ask the person, like, this world is an illusion, do you believe? The person will laugh at us. Not just that person, if we go to even missions like Amma's mission and tell the people there that this world is an illusion, they will laugh. They will laugh out loud. Not just that, when people in mission, they see young people following Vedanta, they'll be stunned. So they'll not be stunned like positive way, they'll be stunned in a negative way. They'll be stunned in a negative way means they will say, like, they will look in disbelief. So they'll not believe. So such is the power of Maya. So as Shankara says, Maya viva vijrambayati api mahayogiva yasvechaya. So even as a Mayavi makes it appear as if things are there, even as a magician creates a magical world, even as a yogi creates a new world. So magician, there are different magicians, like PC Sarkar, there have been many magicians. So these magicians, like, they will make it appear as if things are real. So things are not real. Nothing is real. So they may, like, create something new and then give it to us. So they may make it appear as if, like, we are floating in space. We may not be floating. Of course, there is a fine line between hypnotism and magic. So magicians are people, like, who have a strong mind. Their mind is very strong. So only a person with a strong mind can hypnotize people. And hypnotizing one person is okay. But hypnotizing a huge gathering is something which is very tough. And magicians are not like we think, just one card, like we'll keep it in our pocket and all those. They may have tricks, but if they don't have tricks also, there are people like who have shown such siddhis. Siddhis means controlling the mind, hypnotizing the mind. So all those are possible in this world, and like that, those are big. So like those are very well possible in this world. Why it is possible in this world? Because this world itself is an illusion. So an illusion, inside an illusion, is very well possible. But though people may accept such magicians in the world, accepting that the world is not real is something which is very tough. So if we like we find Amma telling a beautiful story about Uddhava and Krishna. So Uddhava argues to Krishna. Uddhava even accuses Krishna to an extent, saying that, like, you have shown me the way to bliss, way to Brahman. So why don't you give that moksha to everyone? So Krishna said, like, nobody wants it. Like, Uddhava didn't believe. Uddhava said, okay, no, you are playing around. How can people not want this moksha, this anandam? So then Krishna said, no, like, you don't believe me. So just go out and ask the first 10 people that you meet whether they want moksha. And if they say yes, I will give them moksha immediately. So come back and then prove me wrong. So Uddhava thought, like, oh, this will be done very quick, very soon. For the first person itself, like, I'll be successful. So he went out. And Uddhava had the siddhi of talking with pigs or animals, all animals he could talk. So what siddhis in this maya, this world itself is the biggest siddhi. Biggest siddhi because it is something which seems to be very real. It cannot stand logic at all. Even a child, if a child goes through this shloka of Shankara, if we tell a small child, 3 years or 4 years or 5 year old child, that okay, this is what Shankara says, the child will immediately understand. But still, it is very tough to believe. So it is like very logical, it is highly logical. But even the so-called like people in missions, even like people who have been following Vedanta for many years, they themselves will not be able to overcome this bondage of world, because that is the power of Maya. Maya shouldn't be taken lightly. So anyway, so Uddhava had this siddhi. So don't run after siddhis. Remember that the greatest siddhi is this world. This world, this unreal world seeming very real. Very real to the extent that people will do anything to be in the world. Anything that like takes them away from this world, they will stay away. They will try to avoid it at all cost. So such is that's the greatest siddhi. Siddhi in this world. This greatest siddhi is the world itself, the world and its existence. So anyway, so Uddhava had the siddhi of talking with animals. So he met the pig. So he said, like, how are you? Then the pig said, oh, Uddhava, like, I am good. Like, how are you? So then, where are you going? Like, all those, after those kushla prashnas, how are you doing? Those good inquiring questions. Then Krishna said, like, Uddhava said to the pig, do you want moksha? So then, like, the pig asked, okay, what is moksha? Like, I haven't come to heard that term before. What is moksha? Then Uddhava said, moksha means like bliss. It is like swarga. You will be very blissful. You will be very happy. You will be very content. So then the pig said, oh, is that the case? Okay, that sounds like very cool. That is very cool. But along with that, like, do you have filth there. So that is what happens, like when we go to missions. So generally when people go to missions, the first question they will ask is, oh, do you have food there? Do they serve food? That is the first question people ask. And then the next question will be roti kapda makan, we already know. So next question will be like, will there be a place to sleep? Where place to rest? Will they give water? As if like you are going to a party, you are going to a pub where things are served at you. The only difference is people will run behind this park, this party or this pub of ashram because everything is free. Or so they think. And like when they go there and they find that like they will get food, even when they get food and they say like they think that they have to pay money for the food, they'll say, oh, so much cost. Oof, it's very costly, you know. Oh, tea, 2 rupees, 3 rupees, so much. Yeah, such people like they'll every week or every month like they will go for party at like a huge place. A huge restaurant where even water will be paid, and there they'll pay like $20, 20 rupees, 30 rupees and 50 rupees for one big dosha. The same dosha you can get in Ammar Ashram or any normal tattukada, as it is called, pond, I think, I don't know the translation. So a normal shop you will get it for 3 rupees, 4 rupees. Or the IRR canteen, the railway canteen, like you will get it for 5 rupees, you will get very good one. But here, like it will be, they will put it in a plate, and like there will be a person wearing a hat and coming. So it is an illusion. And all those like add up to the cost. So anyway, such is the case. So that is what people will ask, okay, is there food there? Will there be like any place to rest? So it's the same way, the pig also, don't be surprised that this, or don't think that this won't happen. This does happen in worldly life as well. This does happen very frequently. So what would happen is, I don't want to get into too much accusation or trying to find out fault with others, which is not required. So it's just to understand how the world is. So anyway, the pig said, like, do you have filth? Then there was it, like, why do you need filth? You will be blissful, so what do you need filth for? So then the pig said, no, I need filth for me, for my family, for my children, grandchildren and all. Deva said, like, no, there is no filth. We won't need any filth. Take my word for it, you won't need. So then the pig said, like, oh, Deva, go on your way. Go away. I don't want to talk to you. Like, if there is no filth, I'm not interested in it. So that is how, like, Uddhava, like, after seeing this, like, Uddhava ran back directly to Krishna saying, okay, I don't have to ask to another 9 people. I am content, like I am satisfied. I now understand that people don't want it. So this world, like this world appears to be so real that like if we try to refute the very existence of this world, people will rarely believe. People will not believe at all. So even people like in missions, it's not just Amma's mission. Even in missions like Chinmaya mission and other mission, they're also like people think that going to places, like giving discourses, earning money, and all those are great. And like as if they do a lot of things. One of my sister's colleagues started arguing with my father once, saying that like, I have attended 2-year school, I am great. That is how it is. So such is the strong, like we will see that aspect in the next day. The next shloka, Shankara will say as to how an individual gets affected by Maya. But at the total level, like Maya is so powerful that it makes it appear as if this world, this duality exists in the non-dual reality of Brahman. In that entity, like long back, like we had discussed the definition of Mithya or Maya. Mithya, definition of Mithya applies to Maya as well, the same. So Maya like makes it appear as if this world exists. This world doesn't exist at all. There is no scope for such a world to exist. That is why Gaudapada says very strongly, ప్రపంచో యది విద్యేత నివర్తేత న సంశయ. లైక్ this world, if you think this world exists or if you see this world as existing, don't worry, like it will definitely vanish. Nivarteta na samshaya, there is no doubt that it will vanish. Why? Maya matram idam dvaitam. This duality, this dual world that we see is just maya matram, it is just an illusion. Advaitam paramatatah, advaitam alone is real. So even after saying so clearly, so how clearer can the shastras be? Aham adhyam cha bhutanam anta evacha. So I am the beginning, middle and end of all beings. It cannot be any clearer. Isha vasyam idam sarvam. Brahma vedam amritam purastha. Brahma pascha. Brahma dakshinatascha uttarena. Brahman friend back everywhere. So all those, like, even though shastras tell very clearly, still people are not able to understand. People are not able to apprehend. Why? That is Maya. The power of Maya is very strong. So one momentary lapse from Brahman, even a sadhaka who has progressed quite a lot in the spiritual path, like I have met people who learn a lot of scriptures for many years, but still they fall down very easily. They fall a prey, as Shankara would say in the next shloka, fall a prey to like I and mine, my people, my father, my mother, my brother, my friend, my partner, and all those very easily. So that is the power of Maya. So we should never take Maya lightly. So what this doesn't mean that like we are not, many people might even take the attitude that, oh, this Maya is very strong, I cannot handle it, so I'll ignore it. I'll follow bhakti. I can't like intellectually assert, I can't intellectually logically assert that Brahman alone exists and all. So I will surrender to Amma. Surrender to Amma is jnanam. Without jnanam, Amma cannot give us moksha. Oh, is it so? Now we have to kick you out. You are giving your own concepts. No, never. Uddharet atmanatmanam natmanam avasadaye. Atmaiva hi atmano banduhu atmaiva ripuratmanah atmanah. So only a person can help himself. So a horse can be taken to the pond, it cannot be made to drink water. Why can't a mahatma like Amma give us moksha? Because we are already realized. So we are already realized, so what can the mahatma tell us other than that? The mahatma can only repeat that you are Brahman. And when the mahatma says you are Brahman, like it is up to us to realize that I am Brahman. And wake up and say, oh yeah, I am Brahman. So if we have to do that, like, can bhakti or surrender help? No. If we have total surrender to such a mahatma, the mahatma will give us knowledge, and with that knowledge we will assert ourselves to be Brahman. Without that, if we think like we can just do some bhajanam, do some kirtanam, do some japam, do some listening, shravanam, mananam, something, and then like we can escape, it's not possible. It is not possible at all. We will end up like in this world, samsara sagaram, again and again. Vadantu shastrani yadantu devan, kuruvantu karmani bhajantu devataha, atmaikya bodhena vina, vimuktir siddhyati, vimuktir na siddhyati brahma shatantare api. So vadantu shastrani, a person is scriptural teachings, preaching. Daily preach like Yoga Vasishta, preach Brahma Sutra, preach Bhagavatam, everything is being preached. Dantu Shastrani, okay, very good. Kuruvantu Karmani, karmas are being done. Yajantu Devataha, like yajnas are being performed. Yajantu Devan. So yajnas are done, and then like bhajanam is done, karmas are done. Japas are done, like all those, like we can add. So everything is being done. But if a person doesn't accept or acknowledge and keep in mind that Brahman alone exists here, that Brahman I am, that Brahman alone exists here, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahma Yavanaparaha, if a person doesn't remember this, then there will not be any moksha in many, many births. No Mahatma, like no avataras, like if we can talk about avataras, even Krishna was not able to give moksha to Arjuna. Arjuna forgot after teaching everything. Because It's not something to be given. It is something which is already there. It is already inside us. In one question answer session, a person asked Sri Sri Ravishankar, "Oh Guruji, how to become like you?" Become like you means like loving everyone, like realized, compassionate, and all those. So Guruji's Gurudev, I think that's how he is called. Yeah, Gurudev's response was, "Stop becoming. Stop becoming. We try to become like. Can we become Brahman? Like we cannot become Brahman. We are already Brahman." The Shastra, when the Shastra say Brahma vid Brahma Bhavati, it is a way of, like, since we are now away from Brahman, or we seem to be away from Brahman, we seem to be different from Brahman, therefore Shastra say, you will, like, when you know Brahman, you will become Brahman. We are already Brahman, we should not become anything, there is nothing, no becoming. So if there is no becoming, like, how much can external environment, external influence help us? Yeah, satsanga will help. But what is true satsanga? So satsanga means sat, satsanga, sat, association with sat, association with truth. So that is why many people, like, even though people go for Bhagavata Saptaham, like, what do they gain out of Bhagavata Saptaham? Nothing. Literally nothing. What do they gain out of it? Like, they may put on like 2 or 3 kilos of weight because of the good food there and because of not doing any activity. And they may learn 1 or 2 abhang and they'll say, "Oh, Sundara Kumar sang that abhang. Oh, it was so touching, you know, like his tears came from his eyes." Okay, very good. What do you gain out of it? At least do those tears calm your heart? Like, do those tears give you happiness in your heart, in your mind? If it doesn't, like, it's of no use. It is as good as, like, any worldly activity. So satsanga, true satsanga means, like, we apprehend that Brahman there. So without that Brahman, there is no satsanga. So many people get together for weekly satsang, like Amma advises, of course, japam, dhyanam, karma, bhajanam, shastra, padanam, and all those will help. Will help means like it will help like after hundreds of births. If it has to really help now itself, we have to remember Brahman amidst all those. So if we don't remember Brahman amidst all those, like those are good actions. Good actions. They are not actions like which will take us to Brahman. They are good actions. The advantage of good actions is we will get some punya karma. We will get into an environment like where we will be devotees of Amma. Oh, I have been a devotee of Amma since 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Okay, how old are you now? I am 30 years now. Okay, like what is, like, are you happy now? Yeah, I am very happy, you know. Only last week, like, I went to Amma's darshan. And like I requested Amma to select a partner for me, and Amma selected, so I am very happy. That is happiness. Happiness is selecting a partner. So now selecting a partner, tomorrow selecting a kid, the kid's name, the kid's partner, and the kid's kid. Where will this end? Where will this like a vicious circle end? That is Maya. That is Maya. So that means like unless we apprehend Brahman, that is not satsanga. It won't help us like get anandam. We may get many other things, like we won't get anandam. So if we need anandam, we have to apprehend Ishvara. We have to apprehend Brahman directly. So this jnanam cannot be avoided. If we think like we can just sing some bhajans or chant some chants and realize Ishvara, it's not possible. Realizing Ishvara means like we have to know. Tatra apina mahatmya jnana vismriti apavada. There is no forgetting Ishvara's nature. Ishvara's nature of being advitiya satyam. Ishvara's nature being non-dual Brahman. That we have to remember. If we don't remember that, we won't get any anandam. Anandam will not happen. And such people will get again deluded. So the delusion will continue. That is Maya. So the power of Maya is so strong that even people doing all world spiritual activities, people like part of missions, they themselves don't know. That's why Amma always like says that Ashrama Sakshatkaram Alla Lakshyam Atma Sakshatkaram Anu. So the goal of life is not going and joining some mission and taking some red robe or yellow robe or any robe like that. So Shankara says, like, speaks about many such people, who are Kashayambara Bahukrita Veshaha Pashyinnapi Na Pashyati Moodaha Hi Udara Nimitam Bahukrita Veshaha. So people who wear such things, they wear for livelihood. It's livelihood. It's not for moksha. So for moksha, like, we don't have to get real, take sannyasa. Sannyasa means, like, when we remember everything is Brahman and offer all actions to Brahman, that is sannyasa. Oh, you are using your own words. Yes, nitya sannyasi yona dveshti na shochati nardvandho hi mahabaho sukam bandhat pramuchyate. Know him to be a nitya sannyasi, eternal sannyasi, or ever renunciate, who doesn't have any dvesham, who doesn't have any moham, who doesn't have shokam, who doesn't have raga dvesham, which means a person devoid of dvandva bhavam. Sanyasastu dukkamaptum ayogatah yoga yukto munir brahma nachirena adigachyati. So in the later shloka, in the same chapter, in the fifth chapter of Gita, Krishna says that a person who has sannyasam but there is no yogam. Yogam means remembering Brahman, focus on Brahman, offering everything to Brahman, that is yogam. If that is not there, then like even such a sannyasi cannot attain the goal. So we see many sannyasis, like there was a time in the past, like when one of the Shankara Math, I think Jyotir Math, there were cases like people were, once the pontiff, the current pontiff had samadhi, then people started arguing. There were court cases as to who is the I think that is the right word, right pronunciation, I guess. So who is to succeed, successor of the previous pontiff. There was a court case for that. There is sannyasis, and sannyasis, that is a peak. I mean, people like who are shishyas of Shankaracharya. So that is what will happen in the world. So that is what will happen, like, if we don't remember Brahman and like we think like taking sannyas or wearing such an awkward robe is moksha. That is not moksha. That is not sannyasam. That is not true sannyasam. That is external sannyasam. That such sannyasam like will not give us anandam, will not give us moksha. If we need moksha, then we may do any worldly activities externally. We may don a sannyasa vastram, our role is sannyasam or grihastha, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, we have to remember Brahman, that is the only way. Without that, like, we cannot. Without that, there is no way a person can attain realization. Nāyam ātmā pravacanena labhyo namedayana bahūna āśrutena yamayvesha varanute tena labhya tasyesha ātmā vivranute tanum swam. So, like, through pravacanam, through giving discourses, through listening a lot, through using our intellect, all those like also cannot give us moksha. If we, moksha means like we should take the resolution, I want moksha. And what is moksha? Remembering that everything is one Brahman. I am going to remember that. So that is something a sadhaka has to keep in mind. A sadhaka should remember Brahman at all costs. So when a sadhaka is able to remember Brahman at all costs, at all times, whatever, like as we talked about Yatkaru, Shidashnasi, whatever happens, Ijavasi Midham Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagatena Tektena Bunjitaha. Ishvara alone is present here. Maya makes it appear as if things are like a magician. We know he is a magician, so why bother about like whether, and if with respect to magic, like we cannot believe, we cannot immediately assert that the whatever the magic the person is showing is an illusion, because it's part of the world. But we are talking about this entire world. So it is very easy. And again, as Balakrishna Nair says, again and again, even a child can understand. It's very easy. We just need like a little bit of mind to accept it. So that is what is required. And that is what is lacking today. So people are with a lot of preconceived notions. And anything to do with Vedanta, anything to do with knowledge, people will just set it aside, say, I don't have intellect, my memory is not strong, I don't know Sanskrit. So all those are the common reasons that is given. Like when we have to remember Brahman, when we have to practice Vedanta, my Sanskrit is poor, my intellect is weak, my memory is weak. I am more of an emotional person, you know. So I prefer dhyanam, I prefer samadhi, I prefer siddhi. Although that's fine, siddhi, samadhi, dhyana, yoga, there are many things. The world is duality, so in this duality, like, we will find n number of words, n number of terms, n number of actions, activities. All those will be there, all those are fine. There is nothing wrong with, like, doing dhyanam. There is nothing wrong with, like, doing social service. Of course, people in Haiti are struggling. So we have to try to do, like, as much as we can. So we have to help. Like, we have to help. That is compassion. So, maitri, maitra, karuna, evacham. Karuna is something which is essential, which will help us get a good mind. But all those are fine. Having compassion towards people is fine. Doing dhyanam daily is fine. Chanting japam is fine. Bhajan is fine. Going to discourses of Paramartha, fine. Very good. Meeting with Swamiji is very fine. Very good. Satsanga, weekly satsanga, daily satsanga, all fine. Learning Vedanta, again fine. But along with that, we have to remember Brahman. We have to remember that Brahman alone exists here. If we forget that, then we are into Maya, and that Maya is agadita gatana patiyasi Maya. It is something which is so strong, so powerful that it will make it appear as if things are very real. So once we get deluded into Maya, trying to overcome is very tough. One fall, as Nuchu says, kandukam iva patati. So, like, one fall is like falling from the 100th step. So, if we are falling from the 100th step, it's like a ball falling from the 100th step. So, with each fall, the ball will gain more momentum. And it's gaining momentum again and again. It will take us to the lowermost step. So, that means, like, whatever anandam we may have, we will lose it. Yes. We may still have siddhis, we may still have all those, like, all those are fine, but we will not, we will not have any anandam. So if we want anandam, if we want to remain blissful at all times, not just anandam, like, after going for Amma's program, one program, like, saying, oh, I am very blissful, you know, I got Amma's darshan. Yeah, does that bliss stay till tomorrow? Tomorrow, like, you don't get darshan. When you go for darshan, they say, oh, not for you, like, you came yesterday, so later. So then are we happy? Are we blissful? If you are not blissful, such bliss is not worth striving for. It is limited bliss. Limited bliss, it is as good as worldly possessions. It's like a happiness that is gained from worldly objects. That's not something like that we want. We really want eternal bliss, bliss that stays forever. So such bliss is what, like, we have to strive for. And if we have to get that bliss, we have to remember that Brahman alone exists. If not, we will get deluded by Maya. Once we get deluded by Maya, coming up or overcoming is very tough. So we have to remember that, like, I will remember Brahman at all times. And as Shankara says, Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangavihinaha, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam, Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. A person, like, whose mind resides in Brahman, contemplates on Brahman, such a person might do yogam, bogam, sangam, asangam. It doesn't matter whatever, like, as per my role, I am doing my activities. My role says, like, I have to do this, I am doing this. And if we do it that way, then such a person will nandati, nandati, nandatyeva. And that is true offering, that is true bhakti, that is true dhyanam, dhyanam of Brahman. And that alone will give us anandam. Because if not, if we don't remember Brahman while doing external activities, any activities, we will be deluded by Maya. Once we are deluded by Maya, Maya creates duality, which means we will be tossed around from sukham to dukkham, which means punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. So if we don't want any of those dukkham, we should remember Brahman, keep Brahman in our mind. If we do that, we will be able to rejoice in bliss. So may Amma bless us so that this very beautiful shloka of Shankara, like we will be able to remember that like this Maya is very powerful, so I will not get deluded by Maya, I will remember Brahman at all costs. We'll continue in the next day. Okay.